League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You're listening to the Wheeler Dealer Podcast, supported by Gardex. Industry-leading automotive products, including paint and interior protection, insurance products, and digital solutions. To find out more, visit GardexGroup.com.
Hello everyone, I'm Mike Brewer, the Wheeler Dealer, and alongside me in the passenger seat is my wingman. He's always there, he's tuned in the radio, he's got his seatbelt on, heated seat on at the moment. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Eddie J.
Yay! Hey Mike, how you doing? Hello everyone.
I'm alright buddy, I'm alright. I hope you brought some good sweets along for this journey because she's in the back, Andy.
She's in the back again.
Yes, in the back of the car is my long suffering, beautiful, stunning wife, Mrs. B, everybody.
Yay!
Right, so we're on the road again, Andy. We're on the road.
We are. We're returning to our alphabet. This is kind of our automotive Sesame Street, isn't it? Today's episode is brought to you by the letter D.
What car are we in this week, then?
Oh, well, it needs to begin with a D, doesn't it?
Datsun.
That's a good one, actually. Well,
Dodge. We could be in a Dodge.
Dodge is not bad. Right, for our American audience out there, because we've got enough of them.
Is there
room in the back seat for me? In a Dodge there is.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, so we can have you in the back of a Dodge, which is good, because we've got lots of people in America listening in right now. Or the Datsun, I feel like it can only be a fair lady, like the Datsun 2000. But that's a selfish car, because Mrs. B has to stand on the side of the road as me and you disappear into the sunset.
What about a Daimler, then? Daimler?
That's not a bad shout. Like an old classic Daimler. That's not a bad old shout. I like that. Yes, gentlemen, cruising down the road, Mrs. B in the back, quaffing on the old oysters. I like that. Okay, yeah, quaffing. Well, it's a Daimler, isn't it? You do posh things. So, everyone, we've got space in the seat beside Mrs. B for you, the passengers, to come along for the ride with us as we hit the road on our automotive journey through the alphabet. Thank you to you all for giving us your suggestions. It's the letter D.
Yeah, we're driving through the D's today, Mike. Can we start with one of my favourite cars that I keep being told is absolutely horrible to drive? I've never driven it. I'm imagining you've driven the few that are still around on the roads these days. That's the DeLorean, because I always love them, and I know it's probably only because of that film.
Right, okay. So I've got a lot to say about DeLorean, and Michel's got a belting question about a one as well. So I got a lot to say about DeLorean, right? I've fixed a couple of DeLoreans up in my TV career. There is a reason why they only go up to 88 miles an hour on the very famous film when it goes into Back to the Future, and that's because they only do 88 miles an hour. They're absolutely useless. They look like a spaceship landed from outer space with their gold wing doors and aluminium bodywork and polished steel, and they look like they should be, you know, this amazing thing that's going to drive fantastic. But it's a PVR engine, which is a combination of Peugeot, Volvo and Renault, the engine. 2.7, I do believe, woeful engine, absolutely woeful engine. Couldn't pull the skin off a rice pudding. The cars were, you know, beautiful to look at in a kind of ugly way. You know, you either love them or you hate them. But they were basically useless. But it's the film. When the film come along, Back to the Future, it transformed their future, if you pardon the pun, and it made them an iconic car. And now people appreciate them. And in a sense, yes, they are an ugly beauty. They are quirky. They do look good. But fundamentally, if you was to ever drive one, they're pretty damn awful. Slow, doddery.
Do you know, That's the thing. I fear, because I've heard so many people say, oh, they're terrible to drive, I fear that it'll ruin my love of it. So I've been offered the opportunity to drive it once, and I said no. Did I do the right thing, Mike?
It's a bit like meeting your rock hero and they turn out to be a right Wally. You know, it's that, isn't it? You know, I don't know who your rock hero is, but say it's someone, you know, let's choose somebody who can't who I can't be sued by. Say
Prince.
Yeah, your rock hero's Prince, and you go running up to him, arms out. You bought every single one of his records, posters all over your wall. You're dressed in purple. You run up to him, arms out. You go, Prince, man, I fucking love you. Just give me 2 seconds of your time. And he turns around and lifts the middle finger and says, "Do one." It's a bit like that. You don't want that experience with a. With a DeLorean.
That was extreme.
It is extreme, but that's what the DeLorean's going to do to you. Because if you love it, as a big D in your life, if you love it, you get behind the wheel, you're going to be excited. When you pull down that door and then realise that the electric window is only about 5 inches deep and there's no air conditioning inside the UK model, so you're going to sweat to death. You turn the key over and you hear this little wheezy engine behind you. You try and find a gear for the crunch gearbox. Lift your foot off the clutch, which is going to be too high, and slip in. And then you realise that there is no power, and you've got people overtaking you. Jeremy Vine overtakes you on a push bike. And he raises his middle finger to
yeah.
you. Yeah, that's not the kind of experience you want. Mrs. B, you had a question about a DeLorean.
Yeah, I was going to say DeLorean, actually, for D.
Yeah.
And I was going to say, were they really a good car?
No,
you
awful.
Know, awful.
Yeah.
So what is the DeLorean of today?
Oh, my God.
Oh, that is a great question.
Oh, Andy.
That is a great question.
That's caught me at the knees.
All the looks, but none of the delivery.
Oh, that's a good one, Mish.
So what would that be?
Well, let me... Okay.
Do you want to come back to that in 5 minutes?
No, how about if we had this, okay?
Are so you let's speechless? Just,
I am a little bit speechless. Wow. How about if we split it a little bit? So it can have all the looks, yep. But of course, yep. nobody's going to make a car deliver that bad again. So let's say it had all the yeah. looks and it had a vision of the future, like the DeLorean did.
Mm.
I feel that I've got a car that comes
really?
Close to it, yes.
Okay.
Which is the Tesla Model X, which is the big SUV okay. with the gold-wing yeah. doors. Gold-wing doors.
The dancing wings.
And the dancing yep. wings. And it's a vision of the future.
Okay.
That DeLorean with the gold-wing doors and everything, it's a vision of the future that we are, you know, all trying to embrace and get used to. Okay. And this being an electric car. How about this? I know that EV West, which is the electric car classic company in California, they, because DMC, DeLorean Motor Company, still exists as a motor company, they're making an electric version of the old DeLorean with a Tesla motors.
Okay.
Now, that is going to be amazing. Because it'll look cool, but it will yeah. go like a steam train. It'll just be belted. It'll have a Tesla power plant. It'd be the perfect sort of. It'd be the perfect answer to Michelle's question: what is the modern DeLorean of the future? Will it be the old DeLorean with Tesla motor?
Yeah, that will be. Oh, they'll sell like hotcakes as well.
Yeah, they won't be able to print enough of them. There's a really weird fact, and I hope I got this right. No doubt I'll get thousands of people writing in to say I've got it wrong, but they made like 9,000 cars in Northern Ireland when the factory shut down. But in the pipeline to be built was like 33,000 cars. So they made 9,000, wow. which are the ones that we see, but there's enough yes. spare parts that you can rebuild them 33,000 times.
Where are they?
And they're still in existence.
They're still in existence, yeah. A company in America bought DeLorean Motor Company and all the parts and all the... So they are building brand new cars out of old stock.
Wow.
It's great, isn't it?
That is great. Yeah. That's really encouraging. Mike, I've got another D for you.
Go on, Em.
That probably needs discussing, because we're talking about disappointments with the DeLorean and whatnot. Yeah, there you go. I'm trying. And that is diesel, or perhaps we should go one step further and Dieselgate, the kind of rebuilding of reputations after naughty emissions tweaks and so on.
Yeah, it's funny because...
I've never actually asked you about it.
Well, yeah, Volkswagen are the company that took it on the chin for that. But I think you're fine. It wasn't only Volkswagen that were being naughty. There were a few car manufacturers and companies out there fiddling the figures. So Dieselgate was a claim that Volkswagen claimed that their cars had a certain CO2 output, and that was written on in the information when you bought the vehicle. A government, when you buy a car, you're taxed on the CO2 output of that vehicle. So you buy the car based on its CO2 output. And people did buy their millions when they bought these cars, only for somebody to discover that the CO2 output was a lot higher. And that story got exposed in the press. Then it made the headline news, but not only in the UK, globally. And Volkswagen had to fall quite heavily on a very sharp sword and apologise. And not only did they apologise, They had to come back off that apology and refund people that had bought these cars a not considerable amount of money. And they've been trying to recover from that ever since. But possibly the best thing in the world that could have happened to Volkswagen through this period of time is the fact that, led by the UK government, they announced that we are going to stop selling diesel and petrol cars in 2030. So you'll notice that Volkswagen have been one of the first companies out there to make the immediate switch to electric power. And that's to get that old news out of the way. Let's bring in some new news about, you know, we're leading the forefront in electrification of cars. And that's why we've got ID3, ID4. They've just launched a new ID Buzz, which is the retro-looking Volkswagen Type 2, pure electric, to much fanfare. And that's what Volkswagen have been doing.
What do you think of the Buzz, Mike? I know it's not D, but we're still kind of reflecting on Dieselgate. And just, I'm going to say it as a D, actually. I find it a bit disappointing.
I'm with you, Andy. There's a couple of things that are really disappointing. It's a very, very expensive vehicle. We're talking 60 grand, yeah. You know, for a base model.
Crazy money.
For an electric vehicle that really doesn't have, you know, Tesla power. It's just got normal power, sort of, you know, 0 to 60 in 8 seconds, that kind of stuff. I haven't got the full facts and figures, apologies, in front of me. But, you know, you sit in the rear, you can't open the rear windows. They don't open. You've got sliding doors, but you can't open the rear windows. So there's no vents in the rear. So it's a family vehicle. So when you've got your kids in the back, sat on those pure white seats with their Ribena as you're bouncing down the motorway, boiling hot in the summer, trying to push the air conditioning to the back of the vehicle because there's no windows opening or vents in the rear. What's going to happen? You're going to deplete the range on your battery.
yes.
And I feel personally, this is my whole thing. D for design, Andy. Right. And I'll tell you for why.
Yes.
Because, right, and electric cars, right, Tesla are to blame for this. Electric cars are electric cars. So we don't need to have a bonnet. We don't need to have an engine cover. There is no engine.
Yep.
We don't need a boot. There's no petrol tank. Right. An electric car can look like an egg driving down a road. It can. It can look like look like a hot dog driving down a road in an egg. It can look like something incredible. But instead, what do we get? We get Mazda lookalikes with Tesla or Honda lookalikes. Now with the ID Buzz, it looks like a vehicle from the 1950s. So they've gone all the way back to their roots to design a vehicle for the future that looks like a vehicle from the 1950s. It doesn't matter what I say. They're going to sell them by the bucket load because they look cool. But the point I'm trying to make is, why doesn't a manufacturer out there who goes, right, so the ingredients of an electric car are 4 electric motors or 2 electric motors or 1 electric motor, and it could be any shape it wants to be. It doesn't need to conform to look like a car. Let's build something completely radical and different and get the world used to a new language. And I feel D for design, they need to be a bit bolder.
I think that is a preaching, Mike. I love that because you're absolutely right. We're looking at batteries and motors.
Yeah,
that's it. So they can do anything with it.
They can do anything they want.
Yeah, I'm really, really pleased you've raised that because they haven't been ambitious. Do you remember when the Honda E first came out and everybody was so excited and celebrated by its cute looks and all the rest of it? And yes, it was cute and cool, but it's not a massive step change in design, is it? It's not a massive, oh, wow, look at this thing.
Still looks like a car.
Still looks like
looks like an everybody else's car. It's still, and this is the point of the ID Buzz. It looks like a car from the past. It doesn't even look like a car from the future. The Tesla models out there at the moment look like cars of now. You know, if I wanted a car that looked like a four-door saloon car, I'd come buy Honda. You know, why would I, you know, that's what I would go and buy. And I've got a bonnet that covers an engine and a boot that covers a petrol tank. I want the designers out there, you don't have to make it now, but at least draw something and put it in the motoring press or get it out there on the internet. You know, wouldn't it be cool? And I'm, you know, don't get me wrong here, this is me brain farting, but wouldn't it be cool tomorrow, Andy, if you're on your way to work, you're on the M25 and an F-15 jet car passes you?
Yes.
Right? That what you go, now that is pretty cool. That guy's sick. Right, he's got an F-15 jet. But it can be. That's what I'm trying to say, right? It can be because it doesn't need to conform to look like a car. You could be sitting on the motorway tomorrow and the Apollo space rocket a small car version of it passes you. That guy's amazing because he's got something that doesn't conform to be a car. It doesn't have to be anymore. It can be anything it wants to be.
I think I'm so pleased you've said that, Mike. You're so right. It's basically, if it can fit in a parking space, it's got four wheels and room for batteries and some motors. Go wild, designers, because we're
amazing
in.
Amazing. When you think about it, couldn't that be amazing?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, maybe we should set a design challenge for our listeners, Mike. There must be some aspiring young designers out there that have always wanted to run it.
How about this, Andy? D for drawing.
Yep.
So I'm inviting you out there, people, to send me a drawing if you want to. You can find me anywhere you like on social media. I'm at Mike Brewer on social media and on Twitter and Instagram, Wheeler Dealer on Facebook. But if you wanted to email me a drawing, you can. fans@mikebrewer.tv. Fans, F-A-N-S, at mikebrewer.tv. Do a drawing. Get it out there, and we might host it on one of our social media channels or on our personal channels and show the world what future of car design could look like. It'd be really interesting.
You'll discover some proper designers.
It'd be really good. Some designers, drawers. There you go. All with D.
Get it out there. I think this is a brilliant idea because we've got a platform here and we could, as a community, we could share these brilliant designs. And you never know where it's going to go because, Mike, so many manufacturers follow you and so many other people connected to the automotive world. You just don't know. If I was a designer or a drawer and I fancied this challenge, this is the time. I love this. You're listening to our special show. We're focusing on the alphabet D letter right now. D for design and drawing there. Oh yeah, take the challenge. I can't wait to see what comes through. Let's come back with more after the break, shall we?
Thank you for listening to the Wheeler Dealer podcast, brought to you by the Garlex Group. Garlex offer a range of award-winning automotive products, including paint and interior protection, insurance products, and digital solutions. Whether you're buying your next car or you're an automotive dealer, look no further. Go with Garlex. To find out more, visit GarlexGroup.com.
This episode of the Wheeler Dealer Podcast is brought to you by Garlex. And the letter D.
Okay, another famous D, Andy. Understand that you were a champion in your teenage years when you used to dance on a lit dance floor, because we all remember you with the long hair, with your white suit on, pointing to the sky. D for disco, Andy, of which I understand you were the school disco dancing champion. So D for disco, right? And I thought, right, if you're going to do D for disco, you have to, like, not Discovery, not like a Land Rover Discovery disco. We're talking disco, where people go and sing and dance. So there's a thing that's happening out there in the world with two guys who have got just the most bonkers, amazing names. They've got the most bonkers, amazing acts. And they are called, ready, Nick Terrific and Dickie Nutter. It's the real names.
Real names.
Yeah, Nick Terrific and Dickie Nutter. Wow. Right, that's their real names. They've got a fire truck, right? They've got, listen to this, Michelle. They've got a fire engine and they've turned it into a disco, a fire engine disco.
Proper.
And they drive it round. So it's a mobile disco in a fire engine. And I think they say you've been fired and rescued or whatever. But listen, I can try and explain this as hard as I can, as long as I can. These two guys had an inflatable church.
Inflatable church.
Seriously. I know.
And a fire engine.
Try and wrap your head around what they're just about to say. One of them was born, I think, with cowboy boots on and nothing else. Anyway, let's find out a little bit about... Yeah, true. Let's find out a little bit about them, ladies and gentlemen. Nick and Dickie.
All right.
I tell you what, let's establish whose voice is whose, because thankfully, Dickie and Nick sound quite different. So first, let's say, hello, Dickie, how you doing?
Hello there, everybody. Good to see you.
And hello to Mr. Terrific. Hey, Nick, how you doing?
Very well, thank you. Very well indeed. I will hand most of the chat over to Dickie because that is what his job is. Yeah. I just play the records.
Yeah, and I talk over them, whether you like it or not.
Right, coming in, Dickie. Who were you on your own before you met Nick? What were you?
So I was a vicar at that point in my life.
No, I love it already. Go on, carry on.
Yeah, I was a vicar in an inflatable church, and we'd go around to festivals. I mean, a proper massive inflatable church. We didn't own it. It wasn't ours. We were merely employed to make people really happy, joyful, and married. I did that for a number of summers at festivals. And then Nick turned up. He was touring with his own ping pong show round festivals.
Oh, yeah, I had a ping pong truck.
Yeah, oh, it's not like Thailand. No, don't worry. And anyway, Nick got to know us at the inflatable church, and one summer later, he also was a vicar, marrying people and bringing great joy to the world.
Oh, my
And then after a bit, we, you know, like everything, you know, we kind of lapsed as vicars and moved on to a new thing. And Nick called me one night and said, do you want to come down and do some dancing and get some people dancing? I've got some eelskin cowboy boots and I'll give you a, and I've got a giraffe jacket. And I'm like, yeah, I'm there. All right. And that was the morning that my onstage alter ego, Rocky Patch, was born. MC Rocky Patch in the house. And by house, I mean your house.
You can't make this up.
I came down and we started Junior Jungle that very morning. So Rocky Patch was born, Nick Terrific's the DJ. And then, as this is all happening, I was
at
a big festival in Winchester called Boomtown. And I was sat in the campsite and the on-site fire appliance sort of trundled by and it was like a double rear-axled Land Rover fire truck thing. And I was just like, oh my God, there's no fire station here at Boomtown. I mean, Boomtown's like a big city in a field. There's a police station, a job center, all manner of things going on, but no fire truck. So I thought, well, we could do some foam parties. Anyway, that was 6 years ago. It's 6 years, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you're still going strong.
Right. So you've now got a fire truck, right? So, I mean, that my brain is hurting.
What happened to the church?
Yeah. What happened to the inflatable church? Is that still in the act?
Oh, it all went a bit flat.
It imploded. It imploded. Put the plug on that
one.
It
was a bit of a letdown in the end.
It deflated. For deflated.
Yeah.
What I can say, Mike, I'm by the way, I'm loving just, I've never seen Mike laugh more. And I've known Mike forever. I've never seen Mike laugh more.
It's just like, it's every 10 seconds he goes, and then there was a pair of cowboy boots and a snake and a giraffe skin jacket. And there was the inflatable church and then the fire truck come past. And it's like, I mean, surely there's a lot of herbal remedies being consumed while all this is going on. There has to be, because it's like listening.
Well, coffee.
Well, it's like listening to a Beatles album, the later ones, you know, when everyone was off their faces. It's absolutely brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant. So let's talk about the good stuff, right? So now you've got this fire truck, you've converted it with Nick Terrific, you've now got this mobile DJ and you're out there DJing, but you're raising money for kids and for charities.
Yeah, so the truck we acquired from a fire circus in Scotland and then drove it. That's another story, Mike, if you've got time.
Go for it. You tell us.
Oh God, so we picked this thing up, we flew up to Scotland to pick it up from a circus and we're driving it back to Bristol from Edinburgh and taking turns to do this drive. It's a beast. It's got a Detroit 71 engine in it. So two stroke, supercharged, 8-litre V6. It sounds like a dragon getting stabbed in the backside as it's driving. We were coming down the M6 on the toll road just before midnight and we went under a bridge. And as we came out of the bridge, we got vosered. The blues came on and they said they didn't hear it. They could feel it as we went into the bridge. So they pulled us over and they stopped and chatted and what we're doing, made sure we had all the blue lights covered up. And after 5 minutes, they moved the truck and there was a nice little puddle where she'd marked her territory. And they went, I'm sorry, lads. There's the tolerance about the amount of oil that you're allowed to let go of. And you're well above that. So ordinarily, we'd be turning that thing into a cube right now. But we're going to give you 2 weeks to get it on the road. So we quickly found a truck garage and spent all our money making our roadworthy.
If only it broke down outside the Wheeler dealer shop, I would have been running out there with my spanners to help you.
It's the most terrifying thing I've ever driven in my life. When I got it, I had a big plan to rename the truck. And but when we picked it up and we did that mammoth drive through the night from Edinburgh to Bristol, there was absolutely no way I was going to change its name. It was called Hurtle. Which is exactly what you're doing when you're driving it. You're just hanging on for dear life.
Yeah, of course. Wow. Then you've done this, obviously, the money didn't stop being spent because you've converted it into, you got it roadworthy. Then you converted it into a mobile disco. And, you know, quite rightly, you're you're sort of a big act now. You could probably pull up anywhere in that and open up a cash register and say, pay us and we'll put on a show for you. You know, I'm going to put me giraffe jacket on, me cowboy boots. He's going to spin the discs and we want some money. But you've decided to raise some money for children's charities.
We are doing a show, Mike, in the first week of April. There's a young lad down here. I live in Devon now. There's a young lad down here called Max who has spent the last 3 years living in a tent, raising money for North Devon Hospice. He started out as a young kid and he stayed in his tent every night.
Oh, yeah, I know him.
He has raised millions, like properly £1 million this kid's raised. And he's having his final ever sleepover. And as soon as I heard that they were going to do this and they're going to have a sort of party for him, I was like, please, can we bring the truck down and do what we can, because, you know, we can roll up, we can turn on the sound system, put the lights and the lasers on, and we can let everyone have a good old party. So, you know, we're not the only people involved in it. It's going to be a really magic event at Broom Hill Estate in North Devon, if anyone's local. Yeah, it's going to be a really great way for him to sort of bookend his incredible fundraising experience, and we're just really happy to be involved.
It's just what a wonderful thing to do. You know, you two and why the world spins round the way it does. In the world, there's beautiful people, and you clearly are those people. Giggle doctors, that's what you are. You just put fun. You're giggle doctors. You just put fun everywhere you go. And the world needs people like you because there's not enough.
No, there's not.
It's all a bit weird at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah.
So well done, guys. It's absolutely brilliant. So let's give a little plug for you and for your event. So where can people find you? Where can people contact you? And where can people see you?
So the fire engine goes by the name of On Fire and Rescued. And then the core of the show is Dickie and myself as Nick Terrific and MC Rocky Patch. And we do a thing called Junior Jungle, where we play drum and bass to families. And you can find us at pretty much most of the festivals this summer. We'll be back and forth everywhere, including Camp Bestival, where Andy, you saw us last year, didn't you? Brought your kids along.
Yes, I did. What I can say is that these two wonderful human beings are heroes to my three lads. They absolutely, we loved the show. It was brilliant. But my three lads, honestly, they just think you guys are the greatest. You're the absolute dudes in their book. And that's pretty cool. I was thrilled with how much they love you. They are right.
I'll have to bring Mr. B along then.
Yeah, possibly. I think I need a bit of this. I just absolutely need a little bit of this. Yeah. Yes. This is my kind of thing.
Yeah. Absolutely.
The question is, can we get a giraffe jacket?
Oh,
for
listen,
is
if you can find a giraffe big enough. That was absolutely fantastic. Ladies and gentlemen, please give it up for Nick Terrific and Dickie Nutter. Absolute heroes.
Woo!
Legends. Look out for him throughout the summer.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Yeah,
ta-da. Take care. Ta-da.
Take care now.
Mate, I've met some crazy dudes in my time, but I think I'm right when I describe those two as the giggle doctors. They are just the funnest guys. You know when you meet somebody, like when first time I met you, I need somebody in my life like that. I need them in my life. They have to be around me.
I love them. Honestly, their live show is brilliant, Mike. And I actually, this idea, do you remember a while ago, we talked about you learning the big Dan Byrne dance? And we were going to do it on TikTok or something. And you were like, oh, no one needs to see that. Well, maybe the world needs to see that in on a stage with those guys in a festival in a giraffe jacket. I think maybe we need to make this happen, Mike. I could see
buying tickets now. I am. I can't wait.
As long as I can keep my trousers on, that's all I ask. Listen, everybody, that D, Andy, was utterly
delightful.
There you go, Michelle.
Yes,
it was. That was a delightful
there
D. Don't forget, if you enjoyed that, we've still got lots of episodes out there. You have made us the number one automotive podcast in all places, all over the planet. And that's thanks to the celebrities that we've interviewed, like Richard Hammond, David Candy, Richard Rawlins, Matt Goss. So those episodes are still out there. Make sure you go and find those. And make sure that you find us also online. Andy J is on Twitter and Instagram. Mrs. M. Brewer on Twitter
That's
and Instagram.
Me. Always in the back seat.
My Mike Brewer on Twitter and Instagram and Wheeler Dealer on Facebook. Don't forget, we just give you D, our delightful D show, out there on social media. When you find us, give us some suggestions for the letter E, which will be our next little journey through the alphabet. And I gather we're going to start that off. And you don't need to give us this one, people. We know E is going to be for electric. We'll cover that one, but give us some other E's if you don't mind. It's been brilliant, Andy and Michelle. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I've loved every second of it. And of course, we do have to thank our amazing listeners for their attention and their kindness. We also have a little request for them, which is we would love it if you'd be kind enough to leave us some feedback, ideally of a kind and uplifting nature, and preferably 5 stars if you have the wherewithal to do so, because apparently that helps keep us storming up the charts. So we really would appreciate that. And of course, we have to mention as well, the lovely people that we do this show with, it has been a TBI Media production. So thank you to everybody behind the scenes as well. We never really thank enough people, do we, Mike? But it's not an awards do, it's a podcast.
Yes, listen, thank you very much for TBI. Thank you very much to our sponsors, and we look forward to seeing you next time on the road with us and our show. So thanks for joining us. Thanks for listening and for being a passenger on the Wheeler Dealer podcast. It was brought to you by Gardex Group, the ultimate vehicle protection solutions provider. Whether you're buying your next car or an automotive dealer, go with Gardex. Visit GardexGroup.com. Ta-la!
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there!